coming up.
It's no secret that we're all cramming in holiday shopping online, but new data shows we're no longer clicking on a mouse, we're tapping on a touchscreen instead. Coming up, surprising new insights into the latest mobile holiday shopping trends.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. A new report from MoveWeb, which specializes in engaging mobile experiences for the world's leading brands, has just released their 2015 Mobile Holiday Shopping Report, and the results were quite surprising. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Haresh Kumar. He's Vice President of Marketing at MoveWeb. He's here to talk about the shifting holiday shopping trends. Welcome, Haresh.
Thank you.
This new report shows some interesting data in that we are really shifting to our mobile phones a lot more when we're online shopping. What'd you find out?
Yeah, it's really interesting to see this year how things have changed compared to last year. So our study at MoveWeb we did was based on top 30 retailers, some of the best customers that we've had in the retail business. And one of the most interesting aspects that we saw was people have started shopping much early. So Thursday, which is, you know, people are looking and working and actually cooking. And
right.
What we saw, interestingly, is throughout the day, there was a steady drumbeat of shopping. And what that led to was about a 50% increase in revenue just compared to Thursday when you look at last year. So that's an interesting one insight that we saw looking when people are shopping on mobile. And when you compare that to how an average shopper does it on desktop versus mobile, desktop, they actually wait for dinner to get done and then go to their computers and start shopping. So one of the interesting things is people start shopping early. On mobile, they consistently shop throughout the day, even during the food and dinner hours.
Right.
And they continuously started doing it.
What was interesting to me was the regional findings. Apparently, certain parts of the country converted more than others. Let's start with the Southeast region. I understand that there was some interesting figures there.
Yeah, that's certainly very interesting and counter to what we would have thought. Like, I think many people would believe that the coasts might be the ones who are online a lot more,
right,
and converting more often. And as we start to dive into the regions, we certainly saw the Southeast region ended up having the highest conversion rates. And what that could certainly, in some ways, when you start to extract back, what does that mean? The way I see it is, as Southeast, the regions out there, people know what they're looking for. They know what they're buying, and they know what the deal is. So you're less browsing and you're more converting. And so that's where we're seeing the highest conversion rates. And certainly some things change across different states, but as a region, when you lump them together, that was really interesting for us. And the Northeast, you know, that one of the ones that we thought would be highest, and they had no other reason to, you know, it's not like any weather change or anything, but they were in the lowest conversion rate. So certainly when maybe it's one of those things that as you are more adapt or more comfortable with a device, you may be using it for more browsing, and that's in versus Southeast, they maybe just be more adapt to saying, look, I know what I want, and here's my conversion that I'm looking for, and they certainly have a higher conversion rate there.
Because there is such a shift, and because it's so apparent this holiday season, could this be a big alarm, like a big warning sign for other industries to go mobile if they haven't yet? It seems like most have, but I mean, if they haven't now, it seems like they should, and quick.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, MoveWeb has been kind of pioneer and been focusing on mobile experiences and mobile optimization, and a lot of the largest brands like Macy's and Nordstrom and many more are customers, and they've been thinking and looking at mobile. In fact, a lot of the work that they're doing, they've been doing last year, was to really figure out how to optimize for this mobile presence. So on average, if you look at the digital journey, mobile now constitutes to over 50% of their traffic. When you look at the revenue today, it's still about 75-25, where 75% goes to desktop and then 25% goes to mobile. So we still have a gap, but that gap is shrinking, where increasingly mobile traffic is converting on mobile, and they're buying on mobile. It's a massive kind of a big bell, and that's ringing in front of them, saying, like, you know, what are we doing to make sure that this 50% of the traffic that's showing up on my mobile site, what am I doing to convert them?
Haresh Kumar, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you very much. Great chatting with you.
For more information, check out moveweb.com. That's move spelled M-O-O-V, web.com. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. That's where all of our podcasts live. Subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter as well at WSJ Podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.